The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot of news and a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get right to it. The CDC is now telling businesses that they need to be mindful of Zika and prevent danger to our workers. Summer mosquito season and the threat of Zika virus being transmitted is now approaching. And so last week, the CDC has issued guidelines to help protect American workers from infection. So while, you know, many of us will watch the news every now and then and we'll hear, okay, sounds like it's still a Brazil problem. It sounds like a Central America problem. No. Okay, this is going to be an American problem as well. And we need to be on top of it. Now, we know that infection during pregnancy could cause microcephaly. It's devastating. It's where babies are born with a small skull, neurological deficits. Their brain can't grow in the skull. We also know that it could be transmitted through sex and obviously transmitted by a mosquito that bites an individual that has it, doesn't realize they're having it. Mosquito takes it to another person. So most cases, though, of the birth defect, which seems to be the most prominent, and by the way, it also causes neurological deficits in grown-ups as well, if they get Guillain-Barré, and now there's another neurological disorder that they found as well that Zika could cause. So it's dangerous to all of us. Now, they say most cases of the birth defect have been limited to Brazil. Thus far, they have 5,000 suspected or confirmed cases. But they think that we are now going to be seeing this, unfortunately, in the U.S. So the CDC is on top of it, and they have advised that businesses implement safeguards for workers. They want to reduce levels of standing water where mosquitoes can breed, provide workers with insect repellent, advise employees to wear long pants, long sleeves, and hats, including anti-mosquito netting if deemed necessary. According to the CDC, if requested by a worker, considering reassigning workers who indicate that they are or may become pregnant, or male workers who have a sexual partner who is or may become pregnant, move them to indoor tasks to reduce their risk of mosquito bites. As for travel protocols, they say employers should consider allowing flexibility in required travel to areas with active Zika transmission for workers who are concerned about Zika virus exposure. They say this is especially important for women who are or may become pregnant, or men with sexual partners who may become pregnant. And if they do not feel sick, travelers returned to the U.S. from an area from Zika should take steps to prevent mosquito bites for 3 weeks so they do not pass Zika to mosquitoes that could spread the virus to other people. So basically, you go out of town, you go out of the country, you possibly get Zika and you have absolutely no idea. You have to make sure that you don't get bit by a mosquito here in the country that will transmit it to somebody else. So you got a lot on your plate. We all do. So the new guidelines right now are part of the story that, according to drugs.com, is continually unfolding. And we want to make sure that we have a system in place where we have people, I mean, and mosquitoes, boy, and we've talked about this all the time. I mean, we don't even know we've been bit until we're on the plane leaving. I mean, this is something where we have no idea. And, you know, there's been a lot of recommendations. Well, why don't we just attack mosquitoes? Why don't we just try to kill mosquitoes? Well, no. Problem with that is, whenever you mess with nature, it comes back more and more to haunt us. You will not be able to get rid of all the mosquitoes in the world. That's not going to happen. And we might have already done this to ourselves by throwing out these genetically modified mosquitoes a few years back to fight malaria. We have no idea if that's why we're dealing with this. So, many people are wondering why the government is commenting on when women should get pregnant. Right now, it's been suggested that women wait to get pregnant if they are in parts of the country where Zika could possibly affect, like, you know, the southern United States, Florida, Southern Belt area, etc. The virus has been right now limited to Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. But they, as mosquito season approaches, when it starts getting muggy and hot, we could see Gulf Coast states, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, etc. Now, according to the New York Times, they say some infectious disease experts believe that avoiding pregnancy during the coming mosquito season is the only way to prevent the birth defect microcephaly, which can lead, obviously, to the small brains and heads, and we talked about that. But many women are like, why is the government telling us what to do with our bodies? I mean, I mean, here's the thing, okay? If you are in, if Zika does come and you are trying to plan a pregnancy, okay, it would be, you know, wise to be aware that that risk could happen and that, you know, we here's the thing. The government, they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And I'm not saying I'm a big fan of what the government does. But if they don't warn you and you get pregnant, now you're going to sue. Well, they didn't tell us Zika could be here, which is another reason why we may see a little bit of an overestimation of the Zika-infected areas, because somebody could say, wait a second, I'm here in Kalamazoo. You guys didn't say Zika was going to come, and I got pregnant, and I had a baby with microcephaly. So, you know, they need to err on the side of caution and be very, very conservative with how they, you know, what recommendations they make. But you know, I mean, I'm kind of almost beyond my pregnancy years, and so this doesn't seem to affect me as much, even though I could still get pregnant, mind you. But yeah, if there was somebody who wanted to start a family and get pregnant, and they lived in that Southern Belt area, I would probably suggest maybe considering waiting until the fall. If you can't, you can't wait. And you want to start your family, all the power to you. But just understand that we may not know what's happening, and we may not be able to control this, and we may not be able to treat the baby. Should all women stop having babies, period? No. But should they be advised? Should they be cautioned? Should they be given information? Absolutely. I think it's our job as Americans to educate. You can educate, you know, and until the day is gone and, you know. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while, you know, many of us who have been celebrating Passover are very, 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 very constipated, I worry about if you guys are getting constipated, not because you're eating matzah, but because there's other things that you could be eating. And very interesting, there's a health article that was written from Fox, 13 surprising things that can make you constipated. And this is very, very interesting. So, because a lot of guys are suffering from this, and you think it's irritable bowel, or you think it's your mother-in-law, and you don't realize that it could be things that you are actually doing. This could be your fault. So, first of all, top of the list, they say fiber. Fiber can be very, very sneaky. Even though fiber is extremely important for you to not be constipated, and we recommend that you eat fiber, right, to decrease your constipation, a big mistake that a lot of people make is they increase their fiber, but they don't increase their water intake. In order for you to be regular, you need to drink plenty of water when you eat that fiber. And echoing this is gastroenterologist Niket Sampai. Fiber, remember, what it does is it soaks up water. And that allows it to do what it needs to do. The lack of water makes it just kind of sit there in the gut. And listen, if you soak up too much water with the fiber, there's not enough water to make the other stuff that you've been eating and needing to excrete moist enough to help you poop. So you need to have a lot of water. And a big thing we do incorrectly is we're like, you know what, I'm going to start having fiber, and you eat a whole bunch of fiber that one meal. And no, you got to ease it in. You got to slowly increase, gradually increase the fiber into your diet, and then make sure you're gradually increasing the fluids as well. I don't want you downing an extra gallon of water in one setting because you just had a whole bunch of fiber. This has to be something where you're gradually increasing it, okay? Thyroid imbalance. Many of you guys have low thyroid or even high thyroid. If your thyroid hormones are out of whack, that could unfortunately cause your bowels to not move as normally as they want to. So, many people say that high thyroid causes diarrhea and low thyroid causes constipation. I've seen both. I've seen people on hyperdrive become constipated, or I've seen people with low thyroid get diarrhea. But usually, yeah, the lower the thyroid, the slower the bowels, hence the diarrhea. So you need to look at that. And if you're having constipation issues, you have to get your thyroid checked. Traveling-related constipation, very, very common, okay? They say traveling, you're just not in your home. You're maybe on a different time zone. You know, you may not be able to increase your fiber and your water. You may not be doing your exercise routine. So a lot of times, we have issues when we travel. Some people say they poop better because they're more relaxed because they're on vacation. But for the rest of us that travel for work, where we have to be somewhere at 7 in the morning, and that's basically 4 in the morning our time, no, we don't get to poop. And when you don't get to poop, it just kind of stays there and it's an issue. White rice can also cause constipation. Remember, white rice likes to collect water. And they say it's refined and it's stripped of the fiber, the proteins, the calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And these are nutrients that you need for pooping. And the indigestible fibers that remain could unfortunately obstruct the bowel, and they say it leads to constipation. They say try to go for brown rice instead. This is a lot more, adds a lot more fiber, and it avoids the backed up feeling. You know, I like the long grain wild rice. I want to know if that is as healthy as brown rice, because I don't like the taste of brown rice. I like the taste of, I love Middle Eastern rice. Yum. I love the saffron type stuff. Yum. But I do like long grain wild rice a lot. So I'm wondering if that is, if that works, because I could eat that, and it has those big, sharp, dark, like seeds in it, but it's still yummy. All right, some of you guys are constipated because of antidepressants. So, one, you could be depressed and constipated. Two, you could be constipated so you're depressed. But three, you're on antidepressants like Prozac or Elavil, which is a tricyclic antidepressant, or an SSRI like Prozac. And unfortunately, those could cause constipation. They say these tricyclic antidepressants like amitriptyline or Elavil are known for pulling water out of your colon. When that happens, you don't have enough fluid to help the stool pass. Really quickly, let me recap, okay? You guys chew your food, right? The first part of digestion is actually probably your fork and knife. Then you put the food in the mouth and you start to chew and the saliva starts to break it down. It falls down the gullet into your esophagus. Your esophagus is just a tube that propulses it down. It goes into the stomach where there's acid. Acid starts to break it up, and then the food starts to go into the small intestine. The small intestine starts to absorb a lot of the nutrients. And then when it gets to the colon, well, most of the nutrients are absorbed in the small intestine. When the food gets to the colon's job is to suck out any water from the food, because food is mostly made up of water. So the colon's job is to suck up as much water as possible. If the food stays in your system and you're constipated and you're not pooping, then that food comes out, or that poop comes out, drier than dry. And you've seen that. When you're constipated, your stool is so dry you could light it on fire. Yet, when you have the stomach bug and you have diarrhea, it's all wet. It's all water coming out. The longer food stays in the colon, then the more time the colon has to churn out the water. So remember, that's your main job of the colon is to suck out the water from food. Well, if your tricyclic antidepressants, you know, start to mess with the water, the water function of the colon, then you end up starting to get more constipated. A lot of times bad bathroom habits. Okay, many of us do not want to go into a public bathroom. Many of us do not want to go to the bathroom when we're in the middle of a meeting. Many of us try to hold it in because, you know, in society now, you can't go, look, I got to go poop. I got to keep my bowels regular. So I understand we're about to go on a conference call with Japan, but I need to go potty. Sorry, bye. No, that doesn't happen. We are expected to hold in our poops and hold in our pee. It's just something we're supposed to do. And so, unfortunately, that causes you to become more and more constipated. Okay, because your muscles are confused. Your muscles want to go when you need to go. And if you don't go, or you don't, you know, and same thing with tooting, okay? You can't be holding in your farts. You can't be doing that. You have to let the gas out. If you hold it in and hold it in, your body churns and churns again. More water gets sucked out of the food because your colon will pick up whatever water it wants to. And then here you are constipating more and more. So you got to toot and you got to let it out when you have to. Low potassium. Many of you guys are on water pills, like hydrochlorothiazide or Lasix. If you lose potassium, your colon may not move as much because the muscles need that potassium. So increase potassium to your diet. Bananas, mangoes, prunes, raisin, kiwis, you know, potatoes, that kind of thing. Pregnancy. Many of us, when we were pregnant, we couldn't poop. And the pressure of the baby on the bowels, the progesterone, that's hard. So many of you guys don't realize that you're constipated because of pregnancy. And they don't warn you. You know, they don't warn you that you're going to get pimply and itchy and your sex drive is going to be all over the place and you're going to be moody and you're going to be constipated. They just, you know, tell you, yeah, you're going to have a baby. All right? Being pregnant is not fun at all. Dairy, especially cheese, can make you constipated. All right? Fat especially can slow digestion. And if you have a sensitivity to lactose, and some of you don't think you do, but you could, that could also cause diarrhea or constipation. Now, a lot of you do not even believe that you're lactose intolerant. That's fine. If you don't think you're lactose intolerant, that's okay. But you may not have gross apparent symptoms, but that could be an issue. So maybe you want to mix a little bit more fiber. Irritable bowel syndrome. This is a bad one. This I have, okay? And it is not fun. So irritable bowel where you get constipation and then you get diarrhea. Now, I think a lot of irritable bowel is our own fault. We don't drink enough fluid. We don't take in enough fiber. We don't do enough exercise. Now, I was exercising, but I was not taking in enough fluid or I was not taking in enough fiber. So you end up going back and forth with diarrhea and constipation. And maybe there is no reason. Maybe we don't know what the true cause of irritable bowel syndrome is, but I think a lot of us are to blame. Calcium supplements. Okay, taking in calcium is one thing, but taking in calcium supplements can also mess with the muscles. They say calcium carbonate could be worse, causing constipation more than calcium citrate. So if you guys need to take a calcium supplement, maybe consider calcium citrate. Another thing that seems to go wrong are our pelvic muscles. Sometimes our pelvic floor muscles don't relax when they're supposed to. And you have dysfunctioning pelvic muscles. Those need to be looked at. And some of you guys have just taken so many laxatives your whole life that now you have screwed up your bowels. And I recommend a really good gastroenterologist to kind of help you through that because laxatives stimulate bowel activity. And unfortunately, sometimes your bowels get you so used to it that you actually get addicted to laxatives. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting, and a report came out saying decades later, Chernobyl could trigger more and more cancer deaths. And this is something we talked about a lot with the level of radiation. Okay, so Chernobyl, the nuclear power plant, right, exploded 3 decades ago, all right, in Ukraine. This is what happened in April 26, 1986. It had killed 28 people when an explosion during a routine test destroyed reactor number 4 at the plant in Pripyat, Ukraine, which was then part of the former Soviet Union. The reactor was later entombed in steel and concrete to contain the radiation. But it has started, obviously, leaking. And a new cover, I guess, is being planned to also go over the reactor that's supposed to be completed by 2017. Unfortunately, there were at least 28 people that died from the explosion. And the total death toll from cancer from the accident is projected to reach 4,000 people. For people exposed to high doses of radiation, and another 5,000 deaths among those who had less radiation exposure. Now, this is according to the International Atomic Energy Agency and the United Nations and the World Health Organization. At the same time, those organizations say there is no evidence of higher rates of death or illness for the 5 million people that still live on contaminated land in Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine. Yeah, there were, you know, you're going to see a lot of media attention surrounding the Chernobyl incident from decades ago because... I mean, obviously, we're coming up on an anniversary, April 26th. That's April 20th. That's what, tomorrow? Anyway, April, okay. Anyway, I know, I need to know my dates. Anyway, there was a mom saying that, yeah, you know, she feeds her kids from the farm food. I mean, here we are 30 years later, and she's, you know, feeding her kids food. I mean, this is where she lives, and you're going, you know, was the radiation still... you know, being passed from generation to generation in the goat milk or in the cow meat or in the soil. Some doctors, scientists, and healthcare workers who live and work in the region insist that the death toll is going to be much higher, up to 1 million under worst-case scenarios. They acknowledge that it's difficult to separate natural rates of cancer and illness and the general population from cases that could have been attributed to Chernobyl. But they say the clinical evidence on the ground is overwhelming. They say the government in Ukraine speaks very openly about the fact that it thinks the problem of Chernobyl is in the past, but the majority of deaths that have already been accounted for, and they said we're constantly trying to show the authorities that in reality the problem is not going anywhere. Apparently there are thousands upon thousands of Chernobyl children who have been severely compromised immune systems. So, again, if it's not covered by the news media or if it's being reported inaccurately, we aren't going to know what the heck is going on. But we have our own case. We have, unfortunately, our own scientific study in progress by looking at what happened with Fukushima. Now, we received on our West Coast debris from Japan. And we received debris from the tsunami that hit Japan and Fukushima. Now, when the plant had their disaster, the fish surrounding the area, okay, were exposed to cesium, which is a radioactive material that can last for decades. I mean, it could last, I mean, it could stay in the system and be passed to others as you eat the fish, or if you ate, or if you drank the milk from the cow, or the cow meat, etc. And we were talking about how these fish, if they do make it to our neck of the woods, these could be fish that we eat and we bring the radiation to America. Or the fish get shipped and the fish get shipped to us, and a lot of us love our Japanese fish and tuna, etc. And then we pick up the cesium. So I don't know what they're doing in terms of evaluating for radiation and in terms of protection, etc. But hopefully they are studying the long effects of this. Unfortunately, that would mean many of us would have to be exposed to the radiation and that get reported on. And I'm hoping they're spending more time preventing us from getting the radiation, or people in Asia or anywhere for that matter. But this is something that we have been very well aware of. You know, when the Fukushima disaster happened, you couldn't find potassium iodide tablets. And potassium iodide tablets were in the media touted as something to protect us from cancer, from radiation. But that's only thyroid cancer. That's only one body part. It's not talking about the leukemia. It's not talking about the skin damage. It's not talking about a variety of other things that radiation could do. The potassium iodide was only to help protect the thyroid. So I think we don't have our poops together. I think as Americans, we are not educated as to the dangers of it. And one of the reasons why is because they think we'd be scared. There's a lot of levels of radiation already around us. I mean, you get a lot of radiation flying in an airplane. Okay, I don't even want to think about it. I've flown in many airplanes. And we know that pilots have an increased risk, at least, of skin cancer. And they're looking at other sorts of cancer for pilots where that's their job, to be in an airplane, as well as flight attendants. So, you know, we need to, you know, studying what happened with Chernobyl will help us predict what could possibly happen from Fukushima or other unfortunate nuclear disasters that could happen. And keep in mind, we have a lot of nuclear reactors along the San Andreas fault line. So that is not a fun one. And God forbid anything happens on that. fault line, we could really be in trouble. So we'll keep you posted. But unfortunately, we think that they're really quickly here. Let me just read. This comes from USA Today. Ukraine's health ministry said contaminated parts of the country outside Chernobyl exclusion zone, which was a restricted 20-mile radius from the power plant, show lower levels of radioactive elements like the cesium-137 and the strontium-90. Data provided to USA Today by the health ministry said more than 2 million continue to receive ongoing medical observation, treatment, or support because of the accident 30 years ago. Of these, 453,391 are children. Current children. Now, in Belarus, where 70% of the radioactive fallout from Chernobyl landed, we don't have a lot of information. And apparently it's a criminal offense to criticize the government. So that's going to unfortunately hinder more data research and more support for investigation. They said more than a dozen people USA Today spoke with in Belarus who do not work for the government said they know someone who was ill from Chernobyl and that authorities downplay or ignore the ongoing impact. The Belarus Health Ministry did not reply to repeated requests for health data. And this has been reported by USA Today. The health ministry said more than 900,000 people undergo annual medical exams associated with a nuclear accident, including 240,000 children. But the public health is not getting worse. So, I mean, eventually it has to. I mean, obviously, eventually it has to dissipate out. They're saying the children of those who were youngsters back in 1986 are the ones that suffer the most. They're the ones that have digestive orders, disorders, birth defects, genetic anomalies, respiratory problems, cancer, and other conditions. So there's a girl, she's 20 years old. Her older sister was born in 1986. She has a cancerous tumor that is right now pressing on her optic nerve. She said her mother died of cancer, also linked to Chernobyl. So this is something where, okay, well, how do you know this isn't luck of the draw? There's a family that died of cancer, or are these cancers from radiation? I mean, when you're a physician like I am, and you see how cancer happens, and you see what has to happen to a cell, not much. Not much has to happen to a cell for it to decide to go rogue. And not much has to happen to your body for the immune system to be down long enough to allow that cell to go rogue and us not being able to fight it. It's so scary that, you look at life very differently, where at any moment in time, there could be cancer. That is so scary. And it, luckily, our bodies fight it, and many of us have genetic predispositions to it, etc. But, something like Chernobyl sure the heck doesn't help. So I would be more likely to blame a nuclear accident than just the annual incidents. But cancer is actually very easy to get. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so bed bugs. We're still talking about bed bugs. And, you know, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Well, apparently, researchers realized that if you buy yellow sheets and you avoid red carpets, you could then possibly fight bed bugs off very easily and cheaply, because why? These bed bugs like to camouflage, and they like to find a place where people won't see them. So you, if you have bright yellow hotel sheets, I mean, hotel sheets are already white. You would think that'd be enough. The bedbugs would be like, I don't like it here. It's too bright. Researchers have stumbled on a potential way to prevent infestations occurring in the first place by studying the bug's preference for different colors. The study was carried out by researchers from the University of Florida and Union College in Lincoln. They created small tent-like shelters or harborages, they call them. Made from colored cards and placed them in petri dishes. The bed bug was then placed in the middle of the petri dish and given 10 minutes to choose one of the colored shelters. A few variations of the test were also conducted, such as testing bed bugs in different life stages of different sexes, individual bugs versus groups of bugs, and fed bugs versus hungry bugs. The results showed the bed bugs strongly preferred red and black, and they seemed to avoid colors like green and yellow. So it was speculated that a bed bug would go to any, I guess, home in an attempt to hide. However, these experiments show bed bugs do not hide in just any place, but they will select one based on their color when moving in the light. So these bugs are real smart little buggers, okay? So the main reason we think they prefer the red colors is because bed bugs themselves appear red. See, bed bugs are brown until they suck your blood, and then they're reddish. So then they go to the places because they want to be with other bed bugs, and they want to be together, and they want to hide. Again, I mean, they're smart. So you see this little petri dish. What an easy test. If you guys ever want to make money, you know how easy this test is? They have all these, they have a little baby in this little petri dish. It's okay, it's a little petri dish. Little baby red, little dot. A little baby orange, little card thingy. Green, purple, blue, black, and dark blue. So cute. Then the little bed bugs move to where they want to. That would be a fun test. I think being a scientist is fun. Dorky, but fun. Anyway, so the bugs' color preferences changed, though, as they grew older. They chose different colors when they were in groups rather than they were alone. Well, that's right. You know, if the in-vogue color is red, they're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go with the red. But then if they go for the dark, I don't know. I think it all depends on, you know, yeah. So anyway, I'm looking at pictures of bed bugs, and I guess... Okay, so infestations. In 2014, genetic tests revealed that a single undetected pregnant bed bug is all it takes to start a whole entire infestation. So one pregnant bed bug goes, gentlemen, we're going to set up shop here. And the guy, let's go listen to her. She's pregnant. Let's go listen to her. She's pregnant. Come on. Now, don't get her mad. Don't get her mad. She's pregnant. Then a DNA study at Sheffield University showed that colonies of bed bugs come from a common ancestor or a few of the female bed bugs. The pregnant bed bug could rapidly create a colony of thousands that then feed on humans. Whew. Researchers say that bed bugs' ability to generate a new colony from such small numbers might be a clue to why they're so successful. They're capable of surviving without feeding for a month until they wait for a human. In the late 1880s, by the way, an estimated 75% of households were affected by bed bugs. But by World War II, the figure dwindled down to 25%. That's interesting. They think maybe the reason why we have a recent resurgence is because of resistance to commonly used insecticides and international travel. So we definitely have some issues when it comes to bed bugs, and boy, are they smart little suckers. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little concerning are these detergent pods. I love playing with laundry detergent packets. They are, I don't know if it's the saran wrap, I don't know if it's the color, but I love laundry detergent packets and to just sit there and hold them. I don't know what it is. Unfortunately, these things, if they could attract a middle-aged woman like me to want to sit there and hold it and possibly put it in my mouth, imagine what's happening with young kids. And unfortunately, researchers at the Research Institute at Nationwide's Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, looked at 62,000 children under the age of 6 who were exposed to ingestion from this laundry or dishwasher detergent from 2013 to 2014. 62,000, just a sample size. This is scary. Most of those who had been exposed were under the age of 3. Severe complications to death were rare, but researchers noted that the greatest number of exposures were to laundry and dishwasher detergent packets or pods. 17% increase in children being exposed to these and a 14% increase in exposure to these packets. And the unfortunately, the children suffer the worst complications, hospitalizations, intubation when you can't breathe on your own, so they have to intubate them. And unfortunately, two deaths were reported in the study. So we got to get rid of them. I know they're very cute looking, but they're easy to grab and fall on the ground, and your animals can eat them as well. And we need to go back to the splashy fluid or the powder that goes all over the place. It's a shame. It's a shame. I mean, you know, we forget we got a baby proof. We really do. And these things are just too cute and they're too cuddly to play with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many people are concerned about taking Chantix to quit smoking because they say it causes psychiatric, side effects. Well, Pfizer has been trying to get the FDA to take the black box warning off its smoking cessation drug. And Chantix had in the past been given this black box warning because they said, okay, well, people get bad dreams, they get suicidal taking the medication. And I have to admit, I've had some patients say they had vivid dreams, but I never had a patient say they were suicidal from it. The company is now celebrating some positive study results that an international study of Chantix and GlaxoSmithKline Zyban found that the medicines do not increase patients' risk of neuropsychiatric side effects. The medicines also beat a nicotine patch and placebo at helping people quit smoking. So this was a trial called Eagles, included 8,000 smokers in 16 different countries. They either had placebo, a nicotine patch, Chantix, or Zyban. Now, Zyban is a form of Wellbutrin, a quote-unquote antidepressant medication that we found people were did not want to smoke while taking it. And then it later became marketed as Zyban, a smoking cessation drug. Then they had to follow up for 12 weeks. The patients were divided into a couple groups, those with psychiatric disorders and those pre-existing psychiatric disorders, those without. And they found that 1.3% of the people with psychiatric problems who took Chantix had moderate to severe side effects compared to 2.2% in Zyban, 2.5% nicotine patch, or 2.4% placebo. So they actually did better taking the Chantix. So Chantix did very, very well in the study. Here's my thing, and I told you guys how it works. Okay, Chantix, remember, acts as a nicotine decoy. So basically, you start taking this a week before you quit smoking, and then you quit smoking cold turkey. And with you having taken it a week before and you continuing to take it, it prevents you from withdrawing from nicotine when you finally quit cold turkey a week into it. The mistake a lot of people make is they smoke while still on the Chantix. And what I would like to do is see a study where the people that are having the most side effects are the ones who smoke 2 weeks into it, 4 weeks into it, etc. And because think of your brain. If your brain's like, wait a second, if this is real nicotine, then what's this? The brain could get really, really mad that you're trying to fool it with a decoy. And that's when I think things really go ape crazy. So, hope that helps. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dalia coming back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.